When you file your taxes each April, you claim a bunch of credits, your kids, your house, your charitable giving, so you can get a refund on some of what you paid into the system. It works the same way with tax credits we give businesses to incent them to come to North Carolina. They pay taxes, and the state gives some of that money back, with one notable exception.
The tax credit for the film industry is specifically called refundable.
This is Brent Lane with UNC's Kenan Institute. That word, refundable, is tricky in this case. So forget what you think it means and just know this. Film production is the only industry in North Carolina that can take more money out of the tax coffers than it puts in.
So as a result, we're paying out a lot of cash directly to the film industry rather than, as we do in all our other tax credits, forcing the company to gradually use their tax credit over future years.
Here's how it breaks down. The North Carolina Film Office estimates production companies have spent about $1 billion in the state since 2007. Now, the Department of Revenue doesn't release payroll and sales tax data on individual businesses, so all we can do is estimate what film companies have paid in taxes. Here's Aaron Syrett of the State Film Office.
If you just kind of do a back-of-the-napkin evaluation of that, we figured about $600 million of that was in wages.
Okay, so the crew and stars who earned that money paid something like $42 million in North Carolina income taxes. The rest of the $1 billion went to buy whatever it takes to make the magic of Hollywood, and film companies paid sales taxes on that stuff. So our total guesstimate is about $67 million film companies paid in state and local taxes since 2007. But during that same time, the state has written checks to film companies in excess of $110 million. So as a state government, we're down at least $40 million. And get this, says Lane.
In the tight budgets that North Carolina has right now, one of the most disquieting aspects of our film incentive program is that there's no limit to what it may cost us.
Any movie, TV show, or commercial to come here and spend at least $250,000 can turn around and get 25% of its money back at the end of filming, up to $20 million per project. But there's no cap on the number of film projects the state will fund in a year. Just since 2010, North Carolina payments to film companies have increased sevenfold. Some state leaders have begun to wonder whether we can afford to keep offering this deal to Hollywood. But Aaron Syrett at the film office says studios follow the money. Stop offering incentives and they'll just go to some other state.
Yeah, you just have to ask yourself this question. Either you want this business in North Carolina or you don't. It's that simple.
I'm Michael Click. I'm the co-executive producer of Homeland here in Charlotte.
Would Homeland be here were it not for the incentives?
No, Homeland would be somewhere else.
Not in this 94,000 square foot warehouse off Sunset Road.
This is affectionately known as Stage A, which is where we have the Brody set, we have Carrie's house, and then all this area over here to the west side is all of the CIA.
This is where the benefits of film incentives are most obvious. Lumber, paint, costumes, props, most everything it takes to convince you that what you're seeing on screen is actually CIA headquarters instead of a warehouse in Charlotte is purchased from North Carolina businesses that use the revenues to pay their employees, who turn around and pay taxes and buy houses and so on. The state government may be losing money on film incentives, but communities where the filming takes place often stand to gain.
And we're now going through the airlock to the other set.
Stage.
This is what's called the safe house. Most of the time when you have a safe house, it means somebody's going to die in it, but somehow this safe house actually ends up being safe.
Crew members scurry around moving cameras and lights while Claire Danes gets her makeup fixed for the next scene.
He doesn't mean any of that.
And that is Maddie Patinkin, wisecracking. Apart from the stars, the director, and some other high-level creative types, Click says most of the people working on Homeland are locals. They'll earn an average of $50,000 in the 6 or 7 months it takes to film a season. The North Carolina Film Office estimates the number of people in the state working full-time in film has more than doubled to 4,000 since the incentive program kicked in 6 years ago. But season 3 of Homeland is winding down. In a month or so, Click will kill the lights, unplug the generators keeping this warehouse cool, and head back to L.A.
We're very much gypsies. It was very much the circus comes to town, and we put up tents, and we do what we do, and then when the season is over or the show is over, we go away.
So if you leave, when you leave, at some point down the line, Homeland does its run.
Right.
Is this now somehow specially outfitted for another production to come in, or it's simply just a warehouse?
It's just a warehouse again.
Right now, the way that the incentive program is being run, it doesn't leave much of a legacy.
Mark Vittner is a senior economist at Wells Fargo, and he says this is the other big difference between the way we treat the film industry and other kinds of businesses that get incentives from the state. Take Chiquita. It had to promise to keep its headquarters in Charlotte for 10 years and create 400 new high-paying jobs in order to qualify for incentives of up to $22 million. The payments will come only as Chiquita pays taxes and meets certain milestones over the next 10 years. But a film company? All it has to do is spend at least $250,000 in North Carolina. And in the case of a TV series, the spending clock restarts every season.
It really puts us on a sort of like the hamster on a little spinning wheel. It doesn't get us anywhere.
It's like we're renting the jobs instead of buying them, says Brent Lane of the Kenan Institute.
The simple question should be asked, why is the film industry and jobs they may or may not create somehow more worthy than all the other industries in the state?
That is a question North Carolina lawmakers will have to answer before the end of next year, when the film incentives program is set to expire. And they're not alone. After years of escalating their incentives to outbid each other, half a dozen states have recently scaled back or suspended their programs. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.